USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A medical expert that spoke to the Daily Wire believes the Biden administration will eventually change the definition of fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to include a booster shot as it continues to push vaccines on the public. Dr. Marty Makary, a surgeon and professor at Johns Hopkins University, said on Fox News that the mandates have backfired, freezing people in their positions.
Many of these folks now are never going to get vaccinated. They may never get a booster if they're older and need a booster.
White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients predicts a winter of severe illness and death for Americans who decide not to take the vaccination.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. For yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Roger Stone, longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump, appeared Friday before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack, where he said he invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
Not because I have done anything wrong, but because I am fully aware of the House Democrats' long history of fabricating perjury charges on the basis of comments that are innocuous, immaterial, or irrelevant.
A study published by the British Medical Journal late Thursday suggests Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is up to four times more likely to cause heart inflammation, myocarditis, or myopericarditis than Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination with Moderna's vaccine was associated with a significantly increased risk in the Danish population, authors said in the study. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Senate wrapped up its work for the year with Democrats punting work on Build Back Better and a debate over changing the rules into 2022. The Senate adjourned for the year early Saturday morning after a marathon of votes that lasted throughout the day Friday into a rare all-night session and threatened to drag into next week without an agreement. But leaving for the holidays officially punts both President Biden's climate and social spending legislation and voting rights legislation, which would require a change in the Senate rules into next year. Kim Potter testifies in the Dante Wright trial.
There was emotional testimony from former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter as she took the stand in her own defense during her manslaughter trial. She's accused of shooting and killing Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man that she had pulled over for having expired tags. She said her stop went out of control when Wright tried to drive away while her partner was leaning into the car.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Potter said she thought she was reaching for her taser, but grabbed her gun instead. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.